This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald in studio, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Visits every Wednesday. Rich, seems like this calendar is getting ready to flip, and it's coming in a rapid pace.
Well, we're still a few days away from winter starting, but it sure doesn't seem that way with that. But we're coming into the holiday season, and had a big Steeler win the other day and a huge Pitt volleyball game tomorrow night, the Final Four. They keep moving forward, so we're fingers crossed that they're going to make it to the finals this time.
Their fifth straight Final Four appearance. They got quite a send-off when they headed out of Pittsburgh, and wish them all the luck. That is an exciting sport to watch. And the fact that they're there five times in a row, they've become the team to beat.
Well, what you said is it is an exciting sport to watch. You're on your edge of your seat every point. I mean, it's so exciting, and you're right. They because of how high they were ranked, they got to have the regional here. And then last week, they look strong right now. They really look like they're at the top of their game, which is where you want to be at this time of the year.
And with the player of the year and Olivia Babcock, she is an unbelievable athletic talent. Wow.
She really is. She really is. And her and Bree Kelly just create this 1-2 dynamic punch at the net. And Coach Fisher seems to have them all a well-oiled machine right now. So, you know, Texas A&M tomorrow night, it's 6:30 on ESPN, and then they hopefully move on and would play the winner of the Wisconsin-Kentucky for the finals.
Yeah, and it's bowl season, and so you got Penn State in the Pinstripe Bowl against Clemson. That's in Yankee Stadium, New York City. And then Pitt, that'll be a night game, I believe, and at 11 o'clock on the 27th, Pitt will play East Carolina's Pirates at the – I think it's the Naval Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis, where the academy is for the Navy. That's 11 a.m. kickoff.
Does that mean our commander-in-chief will be there? I know he came to the Army-Navy game. Will he be showing up at the – we'll see.
I don't know. I didn't even think about it. But there is some level of honor and prestige, certainly, for being in the way they conduct themselves and handle it. It'll be
there certainly is
first class. Yeah. College football will be rolling till January 19th.
Yeah, they've stretched it out a little more, right. as all sports have. You know, baseball, football, they kind of go on and on and on. Seasons never end.
In the 10 counties in the city that you cover with your role, I wish you would have one more county, and that's Punxsutawney. up there.
Jefferson County.
Yeah, yeah.
One more county, yes.
It's just north of the, you know, the big circle around the city.
Yes.
Because have you ever been to Groundhog Day?
I have not. I know you have.
Oh.
Last year, my wife and daughter decided to wake up, I don't know, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning to make the drive up there.
They did it?
And they did it and marched up the hill and the whole thing and loved it. My wife just absolutely loved it. So whether she's going to go again and maybe she can drag me this year, maybe I do need to put that on my bucket list. And I've been to Punxsutawney many times, but not for that specific event.
Well, let me work on that for you. Meanwhile, I was traveling. I did a real quick trip last Wednesday on Anna Marie Island. As you know, you have been there. They have this concert venue, and it was an outdoor show. It was a beautiful night, contrasted by what we had here weather-wise with Blue Oyster Cult and a local group open called BB Steel. It was a lot of fun. And then when I got to experience the airport. This is my point of telling you this. And as a passenger, the TSA and breezing in and out of that place was so easy for me. I forgot coming back, you know, because you're thinking you got to get on the train. You know, it's a little more arduous, but it was so smooth. And then I realized that was the day they announced Aer Lingus is going to have this nonstop to Dublin.
Well, it was. It has gone smooth. I also took my first flight last week to New York, and what a contrast between flying out of our airport. You're right, TSA. I think it was a 2-minute wait, and it was 7:30 in the morning, so it was prime time. And the lines were stretched, and it was great. There were no people in lines. A lot of people taking care of it, and then coming back Saturday night, late at night, landing around midnight, and my car wasn't in the parking lot. It was in the garage, so I wasn't scraping ice off the windshield when you do that. But those New York airports, the lines, we have something really, really nice here. And you're right, the Aer Lingus thing was a great thing. I had been working on that for a decade. I heard that again and again. When are we getting in Ireland? When are we getting in Ireland? Because we have such a strong Irish community here. I really believe it was that Steeler game in September that put it over the top when they realized how many Pittsburghers have connections and will use that flight between Dublin and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a really easy flight, too. Now that you can do that, from here, what is it, about 7 hours?
I might be even less than that. It might be 5.5 or 6 hours. And I was, you know, the Rooneys were very so helpful. And Dan Rooney, who goes back and forth because Ireland has – the Steelers have the exclusive rights to marketing in Ireland, was going back and forth. And how he would get to Ireland was to drive to Cleveland and then take – they have a direct flight to Ireland. So just, you know, that's what a lot of people were doing, making that drive to Cleveland, 2.5-hour drive to Cleveland. Well, now they'll have that direct flight. Starts in May, 4 days a week. They announced an opening fare of $517 for the flight. So starting off relatively inexpensive, and obviously you can get to Ireland and then the other parts of Europe from there.
Yeah, that's a good point. For a round trip, that's a great rate. And then from Dublin, you can hop all over Europe. So if you get there, it makes it really easy if you want to visit wherever, Italy, Spain, Germany, France.
It really does. And it was really a group effort, the corporate community, the UPMC, BNY, MSA, so many different folks that went over to the various trips with us as we made the pitch. And again, and obviously the Steelers and the Rooneys. And I think it was that game in September against the Minnesota Vikings. And when they just realized, and we bombarded them, we invited them to every event, the Aer Lingus folks, and they heard again, and we'll fill the plane, we'll fill the plane, we'll use the flight, we'll use the flight. So they believed us and they gave us the flight.
Well, that's a great addition. And coming up, I want to ask you about this data center that the borough in Springdale just approved and what this means for what we've been talking about with you for a long time with AI and robotics and all the energy business that's coming here. Seeing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh, and over the course of Rich, you being on with us, you've really helped us see the bigger picture when it comes to artificial intelligence, how that's expected to work here with the industry that we have in natural gas and energy, the robotics. And one of the things you have told us is there's a need for these data centers to support that. But with that comes the power necessary to do it. So Paul just mentioned Springdale, Cheswick. I saw the land leveled from the old power plant there, and that's been approved to become a data center. What exactly is a data center in this world?
A data center is really where the computations are occurring to provide all of the energy that is needed to run the things we see use every day, our phones, that have really become little data generators that we use to get data, the weather reports, tax, stock market information, sports information. We Google things. We look for information on our phone to go directions, all that kind of stuff. So that takes a lot of computations to do those algorithms to run through that. They are housed in a building, a huge building, where and these buildings are like little factories. They make a lot of noise. They generate a lot of heat. And there needs to be a lot of infrastructure to make that happen. You need a lot of water to cool it down, and you need people to maintain it and take care of it. So we've seen these big, what they call hyperscalers, meaning people that use a lot of energy, the Googles and the Microsofts, that have made deals with different places, different developers to generate, to buy thousands of, megawatts of electrical energy that we use. This power plant, former power plant at Cheswick Springdale, was a coal-fired power plant, and we lived with it for decades. It was torn down a while back, as you indicated, and now because they're connected to the grid, because they're connected to the electrical supply lines, it's a natural infrastructure place for this to happen. When developments happen, and we've seen this again and again, some people don't like the traffic, the noise, the whatever it might be, and some people like it because of the jobs and the economic impact and the tax benefits that it comes to the school district and the municipality. So I think we're going to see this again and again and again, whether it's in Homer City in Indiana County or Shippingport in Beaver County or Cheswick in Allegheny County. You're going to see discussions, and some people may be against them.
I saw the video of the site. It looks like it's, as far as earth moved and ground ready, shovel ready, it looks like that's going to happen. What about Homer City? Do you know where they are with that project?
They're continuing to move forward. I was just in Indiana County last week, and they're very excited. I talked to Robin Gorman, who's former county commissioner, is doing a lot of the work for the Homer City Power folks. And they're moving forward, and they're very excited about the opportunities that are happening. But again, not everybody likes, all the truck traffic or traffic that might come with it. There's always these discussions on a development. We see it in many city neighborhoods when an apartment development comes about and people don't want the traffic or the parking. Some do, some don't. So what I think we're going to start to see is, as these data centers come about, what are the benefits to the community? Meaning, we talk about jobs a lot, but what other developments can happen? Will they, will water usage change? Will electrical rates for the folks who live in the community change? Will there be noise? Will there be light? Will there be a 24-hour day operation? I think a lot of these discussions that happen when any factory or any manufacturing or any development comes about, we're going to see that. So I guess the vote last night was a 5-2 vote, an overwhelming vote that supported the data center, and they're going to move forward with it.
And speaking of artificial intelligence, just from a layman's standpoint, these ChatGPT, Gemini, and these others that are available now as apps on your phone or used through, I saw one yesterday. A friend showed me, took a picture of me sitting at a kitchen table, my own house. He put it through. It instructed the artificial intelligence to make a movie of me walking, and it did. Rich, it was stunning. It looked like a real video, and I didn't move. It was from a still photograph. So I can't imagine how that all happens, but the energy necessary to do all these things is exponential, I hear.
That's exactly right. Exponential is the word, and it happens again.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And again, and you think about just one individual, you know, you think about our region, 2.5 million people who pretty much all have these devices that we use, and you know, they map us how to get somewhere that we're lost, and what's the temperature today?
What did
today?
We do before?
Exactly. and again, the next generation of kids coming up, and I heard you talking to the, you know, the milk folks, you know, now we have robots doing the milking of cows. So
we had a dairy farmer on, and I jokingly said, I guess it's time to milk the cows. And she said, well, yes, but I'm not doing it. She said, robots are.
So it isn't just automation in our, you know, in CMU and Pitt and in our factories. We're seeing it everywhere, literally in rural areas, urban areas. Again, how kids are using, and I'm sure young people use them way, way more than our generation does, because that's what they've grown up with. So they're writing their term papers. They're doing their all the work that we probably had to do by hand. And how did we get through? You're exactly right. How did we make it?
Well, you raised 8 children. Remember, I'm sure, teaching them to drive. And then when they left, before cell phones were, you know, commonplace, they were gone till they came back.
They were. I the one thing, you know, you think about the phones. I remember when our kids were going somewhere, you'd meet the parents, they'd come to the door, and you'd meet them as they were going off to the birthday party or whatever. Nowadays, they text, oh, we're here. The right. Kids just run out the door, like, wait a minute, I want to meet these kids that you're going out with.
Text us a picture.
Right, exactly. And now it'll be an AI image of that could be false. It will be a false image of the person you think your son or daughter are dating.
It's a new world, and it's happening here. Speaking of which, I want to ask you about Waymo coming to Pittsburgh.
Listen, you're the Waymo expert. Oh. You're the guy that's going to testify at the approval hearing.
I'm willing to share this experience that I had not once but twice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bach Hour in studio, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. We're just talking about artificial intelligence, data centers, the power that needs to fuel all of this. And then we found out just about 10 days ago that Waymo, the autonomous driving taxi, is coming to Pittsburgh, and they're already beginning the testing that goes on. And Rich, you were in office as county executive here when they were doing this whole testing process first in Pittsburgh.
It was really exciting, and you know, being on Grant Street, they did a lot of the testing. I would look out my window and see the cars with the spinning tops, if you will, on top of the cars as they were driving around. And you're right, Argo AI at the time, which is now Stacked, and Uber began a lot of their testing here. And a lot of it, as we've heard from Joanna Dovin from the AI strike team, CMU developed a lot of this back in the, started in the late 70s. And then, you know, we became this robotics capital of the country and continue to be. So the opportunities of the future for jobs and for economic growth can happen here with Waymo and other companies that are doing that. We know Aurora, which is doing the driverless trucks, which have been operating without a human being in them down in Texas since April, almost a year now without incident, going back and forth from Texas, from Dallas to Houston. And now they're going to expand over into Arizona and New Mexico. And again, the one thing I want to make sure, and I know our county commissioners want to make sure, that we build these things here. The components, the parts, the economic growth can happen right here, because too often we develop it here and then it goes somewhere else to be built and we lose out on some of those opportunities.
Well, old school, Westinghouse Electric built a lot of the infrastructure components, and then the Pullman Company for the train industry. So why not anything that's necessary for robotics and artificial intelligence? And a lot of that is happening. So when I took a ride with our brand manager, PJ Kamanchik, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, and Tom Catanzarita, our engineer in San Francisco, PJ said, hey, we saw them driving around town. Let's take a ride in one. All of us were very reluctant, but we thought this would be a good video. So, Rich, I downloaded the Waymo app on my phone while we were walking at Fisherman's Wharf in about 5 minutes. And when I was done, it popped up, where do you want to go? I asked Jeff the name of the restaurant in Chinatown, House of Nanking. 3 minutes later, the car pulls up with no driver. We get in. We shot a video. How you get in. People say, well, how do you know it's for you? My initials were lit on top of the vehicle, which was a Jaguar, by the way. And how do you open the doors? Because the latches are inside the door. You have a app that unlocks and the latches pop out. Then you get in. It instructs you to put your seatbelts on, and you can have it talk to you and explain what's going on or not. Music. There's a pullover button. If you're uncomfortable, you can have it pull over and let you out. Otherwise, took us to the restaurant, dropped us off, and then I did it again. And I did it. I saw in Atlanta they had these cars, but I went to Uber, and Uber gave me the option of a Waymo. So you mentioned Uber had a big presence here too. So they have some deal with Waymo, and you could choose if you want this autonomous vehicle. And it's absolutely mind-blowing that you're riding around a major city in this country with no driver.
And we just don't know how long this is going to take until it becomes literally common around the country and other cities. But think about the freedom that so many people who can't afford a car, might not be able to drive for whatever reason, but want to get across town to go visit their loved ones or wherever they need to go, the freedom that will open up. But back to the data center, think about all the computations that needed to happen for all those things you just described. That's why you need this immense amount of electrical energy to provide all those things that in essence used to be done by human beings making all those decisions. And now you have computations in computers basically making all those computations, and that's what takes all that energy.
What do you say to people, Rich, who say, yeah, but it's going to take jobs? Certain jobs, yes, but it will add opportunities in the meantime.
That has always been the case. I mean, we've always seen automation. And I think going back to the agricultural world, when things were so much done by hand, and then you got automation that helped become more productive. And then we saw it in factories, in steel mills, and in auto factories, assemblage that occurred. Automation has continued to occur over the last couple centuries, and when it does displace jobs, but it also produces different kind of jobs. Now, I think the challenge that we always have in society is when somebody is displaced from their job, how do we make sure that they get the skills and the training to get the next job? Coal miners that used to do so much by hand, automation allows that to happen. Steel mills, we've seen, you know, the factories that are even running still here in the Mon Valley that have maybe 3,000 workers that years ago might have had 30,000 workers. They're still doing the same amount of steel production with much, much less people. And those steel workers have different skill levels than they did 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's, one constant in life is change. So you have to embrace it and find a way to make it work for you. And change is coming here in a very, very big way.
And there's the opportunities for young people who I get so excited about, that there are those opportunities, but you do need to educate your skill set, whether you're in the trades, manufacturing, eds and meds, all the various things we've talked about. You do need those skills to be able to do it. In the old days, you needed a strong back and strong hands. Now you need kind of a strong brain to make sure that you can move forward.
We'll get some final thoughts with Rich Fitzgerald coming up.
The experience a very cold start to the month of December can be.
We got off to a fast start to winter here. All of a sudden in December, we had a pattern change. A lot colder air coming down from the north with the jet stream dropping down to our south.
And that is Bill Mojeleski with the National Weather Service talking with you earlier this morning, Larry.
Yes, 7 inches above normal snowfall already. And
as an added bonus.
And what else?
It's been the coldest first half of the month since 2010, the eighth coldest start to the month ever.
What happened to global warming, Rich?
I don't know, but...
who misplaced that, right?
I saw Mayor-elect O'Connor over the weekend, and I guess he's hoping it all gets out of its system before he takes office.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with on the top of the list of things you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy, right? Nick Reiner is going to make his first court appearance today, or at least he's expected to.
Our office will be filing charges against Nick Reiner. Two counts of first-degree murder.
And that's Nick and his parents, Rob and Michelle. Just absolutely horrific story.
It's possible he could get the death penalty if he's convicted in this case. And the Penguins have lost six in a row. And in two of the games, Pittsburgh had big leads and lost in overtime. Yeesh.
Well, the big challenge is they had five home games. And you're supposed to, you know, make a run with those home games, but they've blown leads. Of course, last night they didn't have a lead to blow, but they had switched goalies. Tristan Jarry now plays for Edmonton, and he ends up winning.
Our guy was their guy, and their guy was our guy, or something like that, right?
And I think their guy was wearing our equipment, from what I understand.
Oh,
because
really?
He didn't have his new equipment, so he had to wear, other than the jersey itself, I think everything underneath was still Penguin paraphernalia or Penguin equipment.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, there is a silver lining, guys. Sidney Crosby's now 1 point away from Mario Lemieux's franchise record of 1,723 points. He picked up an assist last night. So
he's pretty good, that kid.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, thanks. Oh, Roger Goodell was in town for the Steelers Monday night game against Miami, and apparently he told the media that Pittsburgh seems tracking well for hosting the draft.
Yeah, and one of the things that I learned, and we all learned, I guess, last week, in one of the big meetings that they had downtown, was while the draft itself is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, people start coming to the community 4 or 5 days before that. So there's going to be a lot of and they're going to be looking for things to do and money to spend. And so I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for our tourist attractions to say, hey, come to Falling Water, come to the Jimmy Stewart Museum, come to the Warhol Museum, there's going to be a lot of opportunities because people are going to be here for a whole week.
And by the way, guys, yesterday the word came out from the Shapiro administration that the first phase of the improvements at the point are complete months ahead of schedule.
Good to hear. And Art's Landing is rolling too, I hear.
Art's Landing, Market Square. The people are getting ready and making those plans. And the economic, again, we talked about economic, the economic impact is going to be immense.
I'm trying to get Marty to offer a spare room as a B&B since he lives on same street now with Joe Manganiello.
He's close enough. I mean, yeah, there will be people staying a lot further away from where Marty and I live, that's for sure.
All right, Rich, are you going to be here next Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know what the plans
are. Committed.
Do we have to sing Christmas carols, or are we going to be doing the night before Christmas, or who knows what will be going on?
Christmas Eve.
It will be Christmas Eve.
All right,
yes.
Thanks as always for coming in. Appreciate it.
Have a good week.
Rich Fitzgerald on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.